There you go.
You know, the rivers. I love that how Mayor talked about the river. And last week I got a second blessing. I said, I love that song about the river that we sang in the praise team. And we got a chance to sing it twice. I love it. That's my new favorite song. I love that song.
All right.
And, you know, when Ray was talking this morning, I saw something. When he was talking about the finances, it's like if we ever learn to use what God gave us, you know, Jesus said the world is more skilled at using their system than the children of light in theirs. What I saw was ever-ending supply. Whatever you need, if you say it here, if you put a demand on it, the Lord is ready to supply you. And my cousin told me something a long time ago. He said, the Lord will bless you, but he needs a vehicle, a job, your business, something that you have that he can bless. And so when you need something, just believe for it, and whatever you have in place, the Lord can bless you with. You know, he can supply you. Not to mention the other ideas that he can give you. And, but in this lesson, we're talking about wells of salvation. Wells of salvation is revelation you receive from the Holy Spirit. They're revelations. And every revelation requires you to believe it. You have to have faith. And I asked the Lord for his definition of the word believe, or, you know, believing or believe. And he said, that's receive. That's the word of God that you receive. That's what you received it on the inside. If the Holy Spirit speaks something to you, it won't do you any good unless you receive it. When you receive it, it's in you. Now you can apply it. You can speak it and act on it. And it'll operate. That's how heaven works. Heaven responds to you. But, you know, the Lord said that people talk about what God allowed. He gave me a message saying that God allows what you allow. You have to speak the word and change the facts. Like Brother Horton used to say, you can change the facts that are, the facts on the ground, what you are. Speak it until it's over with.
Amen. You know, like I said, you can ask the Holy Spirit, give me what to say. Tell me what to say. Uh-huh. And he'll tell you what to say that will work wonders in that situation.
That's where we're strong. Yielding to him. Mm-hmm. When you yield to him,
amen,
it's kind of like sweatless effort, except for the work that your side of the work. But whenever you yield to the Lord, he'll supply you, whether it's revelation, whether it's finances, wisdom, knowledge, whatever you need, he's got it. Wells of salvation. And let me read what she said. She said, wells of salvation correspond to the rivers of living water that Jesus said will flow out of our innermost beings. Jesus told the woman at the well, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Now, if you have a serious situation, you don't know what to do, you're thirsty. You're dry. You need water. You need the revelation that God has. And Ray was talking about grit. When you do the right thing, no matter what, you do it for the right reason, but you don't know what to do. You're in a situation. Here's a problem. It's staring at you. You're being resisted by the enemy. You're not skilled in this area yet, but the Holy Spirit is with you. Whatever he give you, that's how you're going to conquer. And he said, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. So he give you the water, but you have to drink it. The revelation comes to you, but you have to receive it. And this is kind of, when the Lord taught me about following God, this is what I would see spiritually. didn't know how to put it in words, but I knew that if you follow him, he thinks of everything. When David was talking about how they were scanning the brain while people were praying tongues, there was no activity. Like when you thinking or laughing or whatever, there was no, it didn't light up on the instrument. There was no activity. But when you pray in tongues, they found out the brain releases chemicals to boost your immune system. Now, that's how I know God. He thinks of every little detail. I ask him for one thing, and then the revelation I get shows that he thinks of everything. You know, I might ask for a car, but he'll put me in a position to buy gas and pay insurance and keep it up and the car. And so in his plan, I get a job out of it or an increase or overtime, whatever I need. That was what I asked. I just wanted a car, but he thought of the whole process. And that's how I know him. So when he give revelation, he's thinking of everything. I would have never known that unless I received the things that he gave. When he first gave the revelation, I thought it would come another way. Most of the time, the revelation dealt with me on the inside. And then I would ask him to do that, and then things started to happen. And I used to wonder why he always deal with me. Why don't he just fix that? But he would deal with me. Then he'd tell me what to do, and I would do it, and I was better off every time. He thinks of everything, and he knows his people. As a minister, when I was a minister, I didn't know what to say. I knew I didn't know what to do. I didn't go to any school. And so when I first started out, I said, Lord, if you want me to do that, you got to show me what to do. I don't know what to do. I even asked him. I said, I'll go to school. He didn't want me to go. He wanted me to follow him. But he taught me. And I noticed that every time he would give me what to say to specific audiences. And when I was around my kin folks or people that I grew up with, they would be shocked because I was ministering the wisdom of God. And they never knew me according to the wisdom that I was speaking. You know, it was a surprise to me just like it was a surprise to them. And one time my aunt asked me a question, and she said, you're a man of God now, you're a preacher, I'm going to ask you a question. And she asked me the question, and the wisdom of God just rose up. And she was shocked. I was shocked. Wells of salvation, wells of living, you know, these are the wells of salvation, the revelation of God. It is endlessly supplied.
Thank you, Lord.
Understand, you can never be in a situation that God can't give you wisdom for. I learned to be at peace. None of this, when this used to happen, I used to waste revelation until I learned to be in peace. One day I studied Philippians chapter 4, and I would read that chapter every morning before I left the house. When I saw the part where it said, be anxious for nothing, that just stood out to me. I said, wait a minute, Lord, be anxious for no reason? What if you hear that something happened to your mom or something happened to your parents or a bomb dropped and blew something? Don't be anxious for nothing? For nothing? So I kept studying it. After about the fourth day, I said, well, this makes sense. And then I said, I want to be that way. So I started praying it. Then I listened to Charles Capps in those days, so I just confessed that I would be anxious for nothing. I kept studying this. After about 30 days, it was in there. And then I started remaining in the peace of God. I was able to rest. Under trouble, I was able to think. Things that used to happen that would frustrate me, I could laugh at it. This is the power of revelation, wells of salvation. Revelation is powerful, but it comes to us like raw materials. I did a broadcast about this yesterday. The word of God comes to us, like Mary said, in seed form. But if we receive it, that raw material becomes refined, and it helps us to be refined.
Amen.
We grow. So once I mastered, I was able to more so master the peace of God, then I was, it was like everything multiplied because I was able to receive whatever he said. Even if I didn't see it at the time, just like Ezekiel, he saw dry bones. He didn't see life in those bones. Lord, you know. But look what the Lord did. He told him what to prophesy, and the bones didn't do anything until Ezekiel prophesied. Nothing's going to happen. We want God to speak it because we know the work if he do it. But it's not. It's during our time on earth, he's not going to do it that way. He's going to give you the revelation. You're going to receive it, and then you're going to speak it.
Amen.
And then he's going to do it.
We are a prophetic generation.
And this is what people don't understand about following God. He didn't ask you to come up with a plan and execute it.
Thank God.
All he wants you to do.
Thank God.
He wants you to yield to him. Mm-hmm. Receive what he got to say. It'll be life in you. It's life. It doesn't matter whose mouth it comes out of. But it's going to come out of your mouth. You're going to speak it. And God's going to always honor it. This is what I saw when Ray was talking about finances. Whatever you put a demand on what you want, and the Lord has a way, just like he does the healing people need and the revelation people need. Same thing. Speak life as God give you the words. And this is something we in the wells of salvation, they rise up and we speak it and it works. The Holy, I want to see more people do this. It's easy. Once I receive the peace and the revelation of peace and rest in him, I was able to yield. Under pressure, I could think. When it looked like, I got used to the fact it's going to look terrible. It's not going to look like it's not going to work. And it didn't bother me anymore. And then in a situation, the Lord would give me what to say, and I'd say it. Sometimes I've gotten bad news. I was right up there on the praise team. I got bad news, but I was used to it. I just spoke the word and later dealt with it. And people couldn't tell I got bad news because the revelation, I was looking to him. We are super strong. When I watched those superhero movies, the Avengers and all of the Hulk and all, I said, that's us spiritually. That's what we are, spiritually. Natural weapons won't do anything. It won't do you any good unless you win the war within.
Why are we that way spiritual?
Because
we're the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
It lives us. Amen.
See,
that life.
The weapons of our warfare, just like Ray said this morning, you can pull down strongholds. The spiritual weapons can help you win the war within. If you can win the war within, you can easily win the war without. If you don't win the war within, you may not have the courage to fight the war without.
Because winning it gives you the boldness.
Yeah. Even in a natural war with natural weapons, you may have the better guns, but if you don't have the courage within, you may not use them. You might let the enemy take them. You might faint. But the word of God equips us from within. And then we already have the authority. We speak Satan's defeat, and heaven does the hard stuff.
Amen.
But
that's good.
We are mighty in him. And there's nothing we can't do.
Amen.
And it's hard for me to feel sorry for Christians, because Christians can do all things at our will. If we ever just receive what the wills of salvation. Endlessly supplied. And I remember Brother Rabbit said, throw me in the briar patch. And they threw him in the briar patch. He knew what to do. That's where he lived. Jonah said, throw me in the ocean. He wanted to get away, but the Lord prepared a fish to take him back to land. We're tough. We're tough in him. We can't be defeated. And if I could tell you about the plan that God has put in place, he's operating now. And it's awesome.
Amen.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. Mm-hmm. I thank you for all the revelation,
yes,
the problems you have solved, the good news you told me about. I thank you for all of it.
Thank you,
Lord. Lord, bless us to do all that's in your heart. Help us yield to you like never before. Bless your people in every way. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 Amen.